This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And a couple of weeks ago, we introduced Jesse Kroom, who's the shelter manager in Yancey County. And we're going to talk for the next this week and for the next couple of weeks about her story. She's a former victim of domestic violence, and I think it illustrates some of the commonalities of all domestic violence victims. And so this being Domestic Violence Month, that's going to be the focus of our shows for the next couple of weeks. So welcome to our show, Jesse.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the domestic violence business.
Well, I grew up in a middle-class home, had a wonderful family. Mom and Dad love each other. Dad thinks my mom still walks on water. There was no violence in the home. Was one of those precocious children, as my mother likes to call me, who graduated from high school when I was 16, top of the class. And my dad said, you know what? Life is great, but life is not over, so you're going to have to either join the military or go to college. And I decided, of course, that I was going to join the military, because you know how we are when we're 16.
Right. Now, we can dispel one myth right there, because a lot of people think that domestic violence only affects the lower income, the people who are in our lower class, the uneducated, and so you are not typical of that image, which is false, really.
Right.
And so, you know, unfortunately, we only see the people who are without homes and without jobs and that sort of thing in our shelters. But domestic violence is something that affects every income group, every age group. And so you're very typical in that respect. So what happened after you got into the military?
Well, I went to A school in Great Lakes, Illinois, and also went to college there. I enrolled in the Accelerated Nurses Program at the University of Illinois. Graduated top of my class in both A school and college, and went on to my first permanent duty station, which was in Virginia at the Naval Operations Base, where I met this guy. I mean, this amazing, absolutely amazing man. He was 6'4", 250 pounds, just typical Marine Corps guy, and he was my commanding officer while I was in the military.
Now, how old were you at this point?
I was 18.
Okay.
There was an instant attraction between the two of us, and even though I was enlisted and he was an officer, we kind of snuck around and dated. And he was an amazing guy as far as the courtship went. He would call me, you know, 15 times a day to see how things were going. He'd stop by to see me just to say he was thinking about me. He was one of those guys that opened up doors and just Prince Charming, for lack of a better way of putting it.
So that's kind of typical, too, I think, of the what I call the whirlwind romance, where he's pursuing you day and night, phone calls, you know, lots of phone calls. How many phone calls typically in a day would you get from him?
Oh, anywhere from 15 to 30, depending on how long I was on duty that
and
day.
And he would sometimes come by and see you while you were at work?
Oh, yeah, 10, 15 times a day.
And you thought this was very, very caring, and he was really interested in you and that sort of thing. You didn't see it as a method of control, did you?
No, I didn't. I just thought this man adored me.
But that's part of, you know, we talked many, many times about how domestic violence is really about control. And even though you felt like he was flattering you with all this attention, you know, he's really checking up on you, wasn't he?
Yeah. And in hindsight, I can see that. Back then, you know, 18 years old, I didn't see it. But I do now.
And this went on for how long?
Well, we dated for a year. And then he decided that it was time for us to get married. He resigned his commission as an officer and said, don't worry about anything. I'm going to plan the whole wedding.
Okay. Now, we're going to continue this at our next week's show and talk about some of the unfortunate things that happened to you along the way. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you some phone numbers. And if you're in Mitchell County and would like to call a safe place and talk to one of our counselors, you can call 24 hours a day. Our number is 765-4011.
And in Yancey County, it's 682-0056.
And I'm sure Jesse would be more than happy to talk with anybody if you really want to follow up and see some similarities in what's going on in your life with what went on in hers, and would like to talk with her some more, she's available at the Yancey County Shelter and would be available to talk with you. So in the meantime, we'll continue this next week, and we'll thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.